All right, there we go. We have a new sponsor, by the way. Which they knew. We have a sponsor, finally. Red Pill Living. That's with three L's in the middle. RedPillLiving.com/Dawson is a 15% discount off your first order. And there's a banner on ANCReport.com. Two of the things I recommend are the aptly named Sleepy Joe Sleep Assistant Pill. It's got melanin
in
it.
Oh, yeah. And
the Great Awakened Coffee.
Yeah, it's got melatonin.
Yeah, it's got melatonin in there. So you can be your own melanated rebel. And it's called Sleepy Joe, which is just hilarious. And then for you coffee people, which is probably all of you, there's Great Awakened Coffee. That's awakened, not woken, because nobody wants to be woke. And they've got a bunch of different flavors and stuff. Hazelnut, pumpkin spice, roasted this and that. So there's something you can order it every month. You can get it one time. But the larger your first order is, the more you'll save, because you can get 15% off by using my affiliate link. And then I think I get some shekels from that too. So have a look later. See if there's anything on there you want to buy. They got a lot of stuff besides coffee and sleeping pills. Those seem kind of counteractive. Get one to wake up, one to go to bed. But there's a lot of different products they have there. So supplements, vitamins, all that jazz. It's all on there. RedPillLiving.com/Dawson. That's how you can save 15%. Not every order, but off your first order. So there's that. All right, now. Elon Musk, we got to talk about this. For sure.
Okay, so a short, I think I should mention this. I've been on holiday for the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the Norwegian mountains, but Elon Musk's attempt to buy Twitter became public on the 14th, or maybe the 13th, but all the reporting is from the 14th. And he offered to buy it at 18% more than the Twitter stock was worth. He offered to buy it at $54.20. And it should be said, when he made this offer, it was more than 20%. No, 38% of what the Twitter stock was worth. So he made this generous offer to buy Twitter. And all the salt was mined on Twitter. You could see all the blue check marks being upset and saying that he was going to make it unsafe and that he was going to perpetuate violence against their trans allies or whatever. But what happened after this is the most interesting.
Well, before we go into the attack afterward, where they really showed their hands, look how stupid that is. The media went on a full front assault, calling him a racist, right? That's what they do. That's just all of a sudden Elon Musk is a racist. Just like Joe Rogan's a racist. Elon Musk is a racist. That was the classic line. I'm waiting for them to call him a Nazi. Of course, he did donate Starlink to Ukraine, and then the American government gave him a few million. So I guess he did support some Nazis. I doubt he's aware of any of that, though, but they called him a racist. They are whining on Twitter that we can't allow free speech. Democracy can't have total free speech, right? But look at what Twitter's done. They suppressed the story about Ashley Biden's diary. They suppressed the story about Hunter Biden's laptops. They suppressed the story about quid pro quo and Hunter Biden and Burisma and firing the prosecutor. And they've promoted the bogus stories of Russiagate, hacking the election, yada, yada, yada. So every Democrat conspiracy theory gets promoted. Every truthful story that goes against their narrative was flagged as disinformation. And that's by Twitter. In fact, you can't even post a BitChute video about anything, even like I like puppies or whatever, because just BitChute.com at all comes with a warning on Twitter because they can't control what's on there. So it's not specifically a video. It's the entire channel because it's not YouTube. And they work together. And we all knew this. Like, what's more, does shareholders really want money or power? The power is a lot more important to them than anything else. And Twitter is the public square. And so very predictively, they totally lost their shit when Elon came and said, oh, okay, I don't want to be on the board. Because that came with conditions. You can't have more than 15% of the shares. And you're not going to be able to see our algorithms and this and that. You won't be able to talk about it. But he said, no. I'll buy 100% of the company. I'll pay, 8% above the price of, before I got involved. Because it went up like 10 points.
18.
Wow. Yeah. $54.20 a share or something.
Yes, but when he made the offer, it was 38% above the asking price.
Right.
And then when he revealed his position of 9%, it rose. And then when he revealed his offer of 43 billion to buy the entire thing, it kind of stayed the same because people kind of anticipated that there would be some shenanigans around the stock.
Mm-hmm.
But when he made when the offer became public, it was 18% above the going rate of the Twitter stock. When he made the offer, it was 38% above the going rate of Twitter stock. And I guess we could now talk. Do you want me to? Oh, I haven't started recording this, but I guess it's all being recorded on your end.
It should be on Odyssey. So, yeah, it's recorded here too.
Yeah.
Well, we all said, you know what's going to happen. They're going to start investigating everything he's ever done, combing through everything he's ever done, assassinate his character, and all of the above has happened. The SEC is doing an investigation in insider trading, not because they found any evidence of insider trading, but because just the fact that having an investigation as a rule prevents you from buying more stock.
Yeah, it prevents Elon from liquidating the stock he would need to liquidate to buy Twitter. Mm-hmm. So it basically puts all his stock holding assets on freeze. So it's a way of neutering him with a politically motivated investigation. It's apparently for stock trades he made with his brother. And that's the reason.
Why don't they investigate the Pelosi's?
Well, because she's of the politically favored class.
Right. One of her son got indicted, finally. But nothing will come of it, you know it. But that's the government stepping in on behalf of Twitter. That's government. They decided to do this.
Yeah, but there's a two-prong attack here. So Elon wants to buy Twitter. The SEC launches an investigation, effectively freezing his assets. But the Twitter board also did something, which is a huge fuck you to all the Twitter stockholders, which is they're adopting a poison pill after his bid. And so they're adopting a limited duration shareholder rights plan, often called a poison pill, a day after billionaire Elon Musk offered to buy the company for $43 billion, the company announced Friday. The board voted unanimously to adopt a plan. And basically, this poison pill is they're saying, we're going to sell stocks with more voting rights than the previous stock. So they're basically saying, All you previous stock owners, you're 3/5 of a person. But the new stockholders
a discount price and more voting rights.
Yeah, you get a discount and you get more voting rights. You get
and Elon
all
can't
the
participate.
Voting rights. Yeah, basically. Under the new structure, if any person or group acquires beneficial ownership of at least 15% of Twitter's outstanding common stock without the board's approval, other shareholders will be allowed to purchase additional shares at a discount. And this plan is set to expire April
14th, 2023. Yep. They would do anything to prevent someone from the outside coming in. Because Elon has promoted in podcasts and things he's done, but also a very recent TED Talk, the idea that we should be allowed to have free speech for a healthy society, for the future of the country. You cannot keep protecting all these bad ideas and bad politicians, which clearly is what has happened. You know, banning the New York Post, banning the President of the United States. Right, Trump could run again in 2024. Doesn't matter if you like him or not. Tens of millions of people do. That's a presidential candidate who's already been president once, and he wouldn't be allowed to participate in this giant media forum where all his competitors would. And he didn't break any rules. They just accused him of orchestrating January 6th or whatever, which the current president called a white supremacist insurrection, not people trespassing because they were protesting voter fraud, which is what it really was, mixed with COINTELPRO and cops waving them in saying, yeah, come on in.
Well, yeah, well, it's important to note that I've never seen an insurrection where the insurrectionists
don't have weapons.
Respect the velvet ropes in the statuary of the Congress. But we also have the complete demolishment of the government's case against the would-be kidnappers of Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Oh, that's right. It's like that the Spider-Man meme.
Basically, you have like 20 to 30 people involved in a kidnapping plot, and about half or more than half were government agents or informants, and the government failed to reach a verdict in their trial, which sucks for the people that accepted the plea agreement, the plea arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
But all the other ones that were roped into this make-believe plot to kidnap the governor, they got off. Because they held their line and they accepted the plea. They didn't accept the plea and decided to be fairly represented.
There's a dozen FBI agents involved. A dozen of the so-called kidnappers were all spooks. We have a shekled chat on Entropy from the Ghost of Hunter's laptop. The Ghost of Hunter's laptop. Ask if you live in that bathroom. I guess there's the picture of you coming out with the skateboard. Now, that's that bathroom belongs to the Barg, not the Varg.
Oh, no. Yeah. Housing prices in Norway are so obscene that I've taken to living in a portable bathroom in the capital of Oslo. The rent prices are like it's $1 to get into the bathroom, and then you have to fight anyone trying to get into the bathroom afterwards. But the rent is $1, and that's a good price. That's a good.
You can almost afford that with an ANC salary.
yeah, that's.
It takes many memes to make a dollar. So the SEC's investigation into Musk, I mean, think of how much they're overplaying their hand, though. Just out of the blue, right after he wants to buy Twitter, they decide, oh, yeah, we got to look into you suddenly.
Well, yeah, it reveals the SEC to be a complete political tool that is used in conjunction with these big social media giants to tamp down any attempt at liberalizing freedom of speech or bringing freedom of speech back to the town square.
I don't know if back is the right word. I don't know if we ever had it, but it used to be better than it is now. I'm waiting for CNN to come out and say Elon Musk, lost twin brother of Vladimir Putin. He has a teratoma of Adolf Hitler on his rear end. Breaking news at 6. They called him Elon Musk a racist. Because he's born in South Africa, where there used to be an apartheid. That was actually said by some moron on MSNBC. He has to be racist because his family is from South Africa. Wow.
Well, not to be contradictive here, but I'm sure Elon Musk's experiences from South Africa made him be a realist in some way, shape, or form.
I mean, he's pretty optimistic, wanting to colonize Mars and stuff. I don't know how realist he is, but he has some pretty base points he made at TED Talk. Do you have those to sling in here? See if that'll work.
Oh, you want me to do that? I did not know that.
Oh, I thought you did, mate. Well, if you don't have them, that's all right. We can just read them too.
I have them. It's just going to take me some seconds. Because,
oh, that's fine.
Okay.
I will talk over the dead air. It takes something like this. I know people are sad. Why does it take some private billionaire to come save the day? Well, Ralph Nader wrote a book, Only the Rich People Can Save Us, because the government's not going to do anything. This is government. I mean, they're working with the government, corporation and state. That's what it is. You think they're going to swoop in with antitrust laws or tinker around with Section 230? Because they're not. Are they going to break them up? No. Why would the government wreck their own propaganda outfit? The only way to chip at Twitter is the free market. Market competition, like Telegram and Gab and VK and stuff, which has made a difference. That's how you're able to hear me now, because I'm not allowed on Twitter. And or a hostile takeover, where somebody just buys the damn thing and does different leadership. Oh, here we go.
Okay, we're live. You might have double audio, but here we go.
Was there a question?
why make that offer?
Oh, so, I think it's very important for there to be an inclusive arena for free speech, where all, Twitter has become kind of the de facto town square. It's really important that people have both the reality and the perception that they are able to speak freely within the bounds of the law. One of the things that I believe Twitter should do is open source the algorithm and make any changes to people's tweets, if they're emphasized or de-emphasized, that action should be made apparent, so anyone can see that action has been taken. So there's no sort of behind the scenes manipulation, either algorithmically or manually. But
damn. Do you know how exposed they'd be if they saw how much it is manipulated? And I like how he said the law. Why can't you just say whatever you're already allowed to say within the law? Right? If it's not illegal, you should be allowed to say it.
Yes. We have another video that we can play.
Keep them coming. That was awesome.
Okay. We got a 50-second video. So I'm going to... Oh, fuck. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to swear. I was just doing my thing.
Here we go.
Yeah. Okay. So there we go.
To pay out 40 or whatever it is billion dollars in cash, you'd like them to come with you in the
yeah, but it's I mean I could technically afford it.
I heard that.
But what I'm saying is this is not a way to sort of make money, you know. I think my strong intuitive sense is that having a public platform that is maximally trusted and broadly inclusive is extremely important to the future of civilization.
But you've described yourself.
I don't care about the economics at all.
Okay, that's cool to hear. This is not about the economics. It's want to
Yeah.
Okay, we're back. We're back. I got another 34-second clip that we can share.
He said he has it in cash. I wonder if he's prepared. He's already liquidated things and has it just sitting in a chest somewhere. How funny would that be?
I doubt that's true.
I know. But like
he has...
He's weird enough guy that it's possible.
Yeah, but that seems to be the thing they assaulted with the SEC investigation. They're trying to tie up his stock portfolio by making sure he can't sell enough of Tesla stock to fund his acquisition. But it should be said, if he didn't think this was going to happen, then he's very naive about the system we live in.
Yeah, what if because he pulled a Putin and he just prepared it ahead of time and go, yep, I have cash already. I'd laugh.
Well, that would be the ideal outcome. But the thing is, the Twitter board issuing these poison pill stocks and trying to...
Because they're scared. They don't want somebody that supports free speech. Like, no, you can't come in and do this. They'll get exposed what they've been doing all these years, suppressing people, banning people over nothing. As we all know, there'll be some consequences for that. You're fired, and we're not doing it like that anymore. Oh, yeah. Release the grapers.
Well, yes, the thing is, I forgot my point now. But we can play more Elon Musk.
You can see Donald Trump return and say your favorite president is back. They'd lose it, dude. That would be getting control of Twitter. It was better than Trump getting elected in 2016. The butthurt is so real. Well,
yeah, and it should be said, Twitter is the only one of these major social media companies you can actually get a hold of through the stock market. You can't get a hold of Facebook. You can't get a hold of YouTube or Google because those are impossible to acquire through buying stock. Google actually did this thing where they have a Class A and Class C stockholders. So basically, the Class C stockholders get screwed by they get to partake in the profits, but they do not get to benefit in the terms of voting about the direction the company takes. But I got another clip going. So the clips are not playing on wherever
Rumble and something, but I don't care because I'm recording this myself. So I will erase whatever's out there and replace it with my own recording. It is playing in Telegram, so just watch it on there, I guess.
Is the audio playing at least?
I just got a note on Entropy. It says, don't know what chat you're monitoring, but the video clips Varg is playing are not being shown on the stream itself. I said, where are you watching? They say, Rumble here in VK. I said, just seeing the picture of Varg leaving the toilet. And yes, whatever. Okay. Sorry, they are probably underneath this. Here, I'll just... let's see if this works. Okay.
That's kind of why I wanted to. Okay.
I mean, the audio is all you need. You don't need to see Elon Musk sitting in a chair. But
yeah, that's like the audio is the important part.
I do think that we want to be just very reluctant to delete things and have just be very cautious with permanent bans. Timeouts, I think, are better than sort of permanent bans, and but just in general, like I said, how it won't be perfect, but I think we wanted to really have, like I said, the perception and reality that speech is as free as reasonably possible.
Getting rid of the perma ban. I agree with that too.
Yeah, he wants timeouts. That's what he wants.
Mm-hmm. Have more timeouts and no perma bans. Yeah, unless you break the law. Hurting someone's feelings, that doesn't count. But right now, all it is based on accusation alone, you can get permanently banned. Like when Black Lives Matter Osaka got pissed at me because I walked amongst them with a Confederate flag shirt and stuff. And that wasn't a troll. These groups had toppled Confederate statues in Virginia, which pissed me off. So I wanted to engage in conversation and say, if you're mad about police abuse, why are you attacking historical monuments? They have nothing to do with one another. Some guy got killed by a cop in Minnesota, so you're going to go topple statues in Virginia? It didn't make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
You're not allowed to have that conversation. You know, they have their, you know, second grade opinion on the Civil War that they couldn't even name a damn general other than Lee. They know nothing about it, but they are okay with violence and toppling statues. And that's actually against the law. And what they're promoting, no justice, no peace. They're saying, oh, if you don't give us what we want, you're not allowed to have peace. That's a threat. That was the chant. And all throughout America, they've been breaking windows and burning cities down. So I said, if I see that shit in Japan, I'm going ham. I mean, hard as a motherfucker. Fortunately, okay, they did not get violent in Japan, but there was a lot of people like me, a lot of Japanese people that wouldn't put up with that shit. Because if you did that in Japan, you'd actually get arrested and go to jail. This ain't Kenosha, you know. This ain't Portland. You attack a business in Japan, you will be in a cage eating fish heads for the next few years.
Yeah, I've got another Elon clip if you want to watch it.
Yeah, anyway, they banned me from Twitter for standing up for the law. Let's hear him.
Okay, let's... Yeah.
And a good sign as to whether there is free speech is someone you don't like allowed to say something you don't like? And if that is the case, then we have free speech. And it's damn annoying when someone you don't like says something you don't like. That is a sign of a healthy, functioning free speech situation.
He's speaking common sense. People you don't like can say things you don't like. Durr. Not on Twitter, not on Facebook, not on Instagram, not on YouTube.
Right. You know that people saying you don't like saying something you don't like is violence. That is the accepted. They've redefined violence to mean statements instead of actual physical bodily harm.
Thing is, you're allowed to promote actual violence. Like on Facebook and Twitter, you can call for violence on Russians right now. That's okay.
Yes.
That's actually legal. When the law, not just the TUS, that's illegal from the normal law. Nope, you're allowed to threaten people and encourage violence on ethnic groups. As long as it's, you know, the political enemies of the privileged class. Then you can do it all day. They did the same thing for Syrians and so on. You can label people... innocent people Nazis, which is just a way of saying they're not a person, take away their everything. And at the same time, you're allowed to support and gather money for actual Nazis that are not just in some stupid ideology, but are actively engaged in murdering people in Ukraine.
Yeah, do you want to watch the last clip of Elon?
Yeah, all day. I think this guy... and this particular thing is very based.
My strong intuitive sense is that having a public platform that is maximally trusted and broadly inclusive is extremely important to the future of civilization.
But you've described yourself.
I don't care about the economics at all.
That's cool to hear.
Okay.
I think that last line, although it got claps, the shareholders do care about the economics.
Yes. Well, the economics is controlling the global conversation by means of suppressing democratic urges. I guess we could say.
Well, if you allowed, see, a liberal opinion can't last 2 seconds of free speech. If you're actually allowed to argue back, they don't have any reason, logic. They have nothing to stand on. It's just do it or I'll yell racist at you. And we wouldn't have men and women's sports right now, or grown adults grooming 5-year-olds in school right now, if there was open discussion and debate. It only gets to that hellish point because they only let one freakishly extremist far leftist side speak, and no one else can challenge that. If you challenge that, they'll just get rid of you. They banned Pepe Escobar, who's been a journalist for like 40 fucking years or something. He worked for Age of Times.
Yeah, and they banned.
Yeah.
Yeah, they banned Scott Ritter.
Again.
But what does it say about the state of free speech if our only hope is some South African billionaire who's trying to trigger or just like troll his common billionaire friends by doing something outrageous?
Well, that's the only way it's going to work because our government's broken. Lincoln broke it. And the only way it just takes like a bigger billionaire to fight against these plutocrats. Because the state, which is supposed to have that role of playing a referee and supposed to check corporate power, doesn't. They're in bed with them. They've been bought and paid for since Lincoln and Grant. And so, you know, relying on the government to save the day is like throwing money in the fireplace and expecting ice cream to pop out. They don't care about you at all. And so a market solution, either he throws a bunch of money behind Gab to make a competitor, or he buys Twitter or creates a new thing. There is no other way other than through private industry. Like every sucker that is just thinking one day Ted Cruz is going to come in with his antitrust bill. No. All these hearings with Facebook and Twitter where they wave a finger at him. It's like the all the UN resolutions against Israel that they just ignore and continue to bulldoze down houses and murder children because there's no consequence. It's just a bunch of finger waving. Don't do this. What are you going to do? Well, you just keep sending you money. Oh, okay, then we'll just keep doing this. Right? The government, the UN, the United States, whatever, they don't enforce the laws equally. It's anarcho-tyranny.
Yes.
Rules for thee and not for me. But you have the richest man in the world now stepping in, and that matters. And it's funny because a lot of his competitor oligarchs have been sanctioned. Which was a favor. I mean, they're so stupid. The way they went after all these Russian oligarchs that Putin had already gone after as many as he could. He couldn't expunge them from the economy because of the short-term pain that Russia would go through. Then America and their Western puppies did it for him.
Yes. It's quite amazing to see how they actually strip the oligarchs of their power by seizing all their assets for basically probably as a punishment for not controlling Putin. So they're basically saying, hey, this Putin guy, he went over the lines of the liberal New World Order and you didn't stop him. So now we're going to take all your shit. We're going to seize your boats. We're going to seize your assets. We're going to seize Chelsea Football Club. Everything is getting seized and you'll have no money and no power to live. I actually saw this.
I'm sure that pissed off a lot of British people who love their soccer team.
Well, I actually saw this article of this oligarch complaining that he had to live on £2,000 per week and he couldn't get to his restaurants and eat the food he likes and take the taxis he wants on that budget. So he's basically saying, you neutered me and I now can't live the rich lifestyle I was used to.
Yeah. Wait, and is he going to blame Putin for that, or is he going to blame the people who sanctioned him for that? He's going to blame the people who sanctioned him for that.
Yeah, and I also don't think the Russian people will cry crocodile tears for that. Like, oh, an oligarch is having hardship?
Mm-hmm.
Tough luck, son. Oh, that's terrible.
They robbed us so that upset. Way into the wealth anyway. But they had to steal from them so they could send more money to Ukraine. And they're losing this war. They just had more surrender today. Tried to do a punch out that got smacked down with artillery. There's still some in Mariupol, but it's just a matter of hours now, I would say. That city's done. The port has been completely liberated, and they're just hiding in the basement. It's so funny. They are literally hiding in the basement.
Yes.
Of a steel factory. They have sent some snipers there and stuff, but it's just, you know, that's just annoying. It will not defeat the army. They're done. And I saw two potential moves Russia can do here. Everyone, including myself, has been talking about the double envelopment in Donbass to trap the Eastern Ukrainian army because they're out of armor, mostly, and they're out of fuel. But at the same time, after a Russian ship hit a water mine, you got to think, well, if the Marines go to Odessa and pin that force there, Ukraine will have to decide what to reinforce. If they go to Donbass, they could get enveloped. If they shift Odessa out to go to Donbass, then Russia could attack Odessa and landlock Ukraine. So a threat to Odessa is a real threat. They cannot risk being landlocked. So they're going to have to divert resources to Odessa. And they don't know how many are on those ships or what. And then that means they have to sacrifice their force in the east to envelopment. So the way they have set the stage was just amazing strategy by the Russians. A lot of people saw the land bridge option and said this is probably what they'll do. But the surrounding Kiev and then retreating and the feints they made, all while the Air Force went around and picked off fuel depots, is pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's been I wouldn't say it's been amazing to watch, but it has been something to watch.
I'm just glad they're not flattening towns, because this sucks for Ukraine. Yeah. Like, kids are getting killed, civilians are getting killed, because that's inevitable in a war. And it's horrible.
To quote John Mearsheimer, the end result is going to be Ukraine getting wrecked. And that was his comments on Ukraine signaling to become a part of NATO.
They've been getting wrecked since Holodomor.
They've
been getting wrecked for five generations through communists, Nazis, communists again, and then oligarchs, and now war.
Yeah, they're just basically constantly being plundered. Either by oligarchs or now by war. And now the oligarchs control the government and they're imposing a terror regime on the population to plunder them further. And that was kind of the
and you're not allowed to say any of this on Twitter.
That was the indications we got from the journalist Simon, who was a Western journalist, British, was around Bucha, who said the Ukrainian troops came and they just looted the houses. They just took everything, all the food and everything they could to support their own.
They're having kids fight. Yes, they've emptied the prison. They're having like teenagers fighting now, 16 years old. You're not winning a war when you're asking the youth and the prisoners to fight. Like, whatever they're saying their casualty rate is, it's got to be a lot higher. Or they've been having mass desertion. Something is just depleting the army. And when you run out of fuel and food, that happens rather quickly.
Yes.
But there's definitely something going on. And there are children down there with their little RPGs and stuff. I just think, what are you doing? I would never let my son go to a war, much less with Russia. Your life's more important than...
I just want to say, Russia is the last country I would let my son go to war with. I'd rather have... I don't know, Belgium? I'd let my son go to war with Belgium.
The last country I'd go to war with is the United States, because they kill civilians on purpose.
Well, yeah, but that means your son is more safer since he's a fighting male. The United States takes out all the civilian
infrastructure. They only fight the third world, so you'd be safe.
All the water... all the water treatment plants, they just take out everything. Everything.
A Mexican journalist in Buca too. I didn't say before. I didn't know. And same, just reiterates what we already knew. But saw the bodies. Those were all recently killed. They weren't bloated and putrid or anything. And they had been shot, you know, that day. So blood still on the ground. So that was a massacre by the Ukrainian police. And the botsman, Safari Group, or whatever they call themselves, went in and shot at any fighting age male with a white armband, was executed.
I just got to do an enforcement action here with Universal Human. He just posted fucking porn in our group.
What the fuck? Is it Hunter's laptop or something?
Well, it's supposedly a video of Joe Biden fingering some kind of Southeast Asian.
Oh, he hits him with a whip or whatever?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see it long enough to accurately describe it. But right,
just
Universal
get rid of it
Human.
Anyway. Tell him to put that shit in Simpson Hose if he has to. And
that's for Simpson Hose.
I don't think it's like Joe Biden. It's just somebody that looks like him.
There's a lot of men that look like Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. That's not... There's a lot of creepy perverts.
Link to an article about it. Don't put a fucking porn on it there, dude.
Yeah, well
have some common sense.
Basically, now I've seen Joe Biden's penis, so that's...
And by the way, I'm not against porn. I just don't want it on my Telegram. I don't care.
Yeah, that's... like, it's... I've been trying to say this, too. Like, porn and gore is not for this Telegram. If you know of a post that contains porn or gore, either put it on in Simpson Hose or say which group it is. Like the images of the Russian soldiers being shot in the kneecap, I did not want that in our group because that is fucking torture videos. So put that somewhere else.
I think you should describe it though, and that's why I relegate all that to VK, because they don't care. My issue with it is not, ooh, I don't want to see this or whatever. It's, I don't want to get banned. So we put that stuff on VK or that group that we don't care if it gets kamikazed or not. Simpers got their hand raised. Yeah, Simpson Hose is anything goes.
Yeah, it's a free world. You can post anything, and I hardly check what you post. I just... Yeah.
I don't even look at it.
Go in there once or twice to make sure Atomic hasn't posted like 50 voice messages of her singing karaoke.
We have one of those. Semper One, you want to say something? So would I have to hit the hand, or you have to hit the hand? Maybe I do this.
No, I can't see this. Apparently, right. This is all you. So you have to hit the thing.
I think you're allowed to speak. Yeah. First person to speak on Odyssey. Or they changed their mind. I don't know.
All right. That's okay. You can speak anytime you want. But getting cold feet while we're on air, that's a bad look.
Mm-hmm. There could be a lag time if they're listening on Odyssey or whatever instead of Telegram. So they're just now hearing us say, hey, hit the button. Who knows? We wouldn't have to go through any of this shit if Twitter or YouTube or one of these things just obeyed their own rules. They don't even do the three strikes thing. They just go give you three strikes all in the same day and erase 15 years of your life.
Yeah, but why? What would be the point of that? Their point of their existence is to control the narrative.
I know.
And shut out voices they deem damaging to the narrative.
There's no third party to judge either. They are judge and jury. You can't say, but I didn't break the rule. You can't go to court somewhere and have a judge decide whether you should be fired from your job or not, because you are in the partner program, right? So that means you're a partner on YouTube. It means it's employment. Any other business that just fired you over nothing, you could get workers' compensation. You could sue them if they didn't have a cause. And you could, court would decide that. But with YouTube, it's like, no, our, what do they call it? Trust and safety team decided this and that, and that's it. And who are these people? You don't get to know. You don't get their name. You don't get to see who it is or where they are located or anything. It's just a protected, hidden group, like the secret police, that just decides to financially wreck people. And they won't even tell you what you're accused of or which video, whatever, supposedly broke a rule. They just go, nope, you're gone because we said so. And you don't even get to speak back at all.
Yes. Yeah. It's a complete, perfect authoritarian system where they absolve themselves of any responsibility. The state is not responsible for their actions.
Well, I didn't do that. That was the trusted safety team. Well, who are they? Nobody knows their names, and and you're not allowed to speak to them. We can't even tell you what building you're in.
Yeah. It's perfect because whenever you try to make them responsible, they say, well, it's a private company. And then whenever the government is in trouble, they say, hey, can you remove these people from your services? And then the companies themselves say, well, this isn't supported by government sources. Well,
private company doesn't matter. It's contract law. You made a contract that says, I will abide by these rules. And you have abided by those rules. And they just say, no, you didn't, without any evidence. They go, nah, we decided you broke the rules. And you're like, okay, where? Give me an example of a video where I said something that broke a rule. Mm-mm. We just interpret it be this way, and that's that.
Well, they change their contracts all the time. That's the updated terms.
They have subjective things in there, too. He said, you can't advocate for violence of all these said groups. Okay, I haven't advocated for any violence. Yeah, but you still made Israel look bad. So you said they shouldn't demolish homes with a bulldozer. We feel like that's anti-Semitic because if that guy didn't do it, someone else would.
Yeah, operable word there being feel. We feel.
Yeah, whatever they did.
How can you be charged with protecting somebody's feelings?
Well, this is the clown world we live in where men can get pregnant.
Oh, yes. And have periods.
Mm-hmm. Elon Musk is pretty out there, man. Talking about space colonization and stuff. To me,
I
listen to that. Full of shit, but it's entertaining. I mean, it's an entertaining thing to say on Rogan, but I don't think like any actual theoretical physicists, astrophysicists will tell you, we're not colonizing Mars anytime soon or Venus or anything. It's not because it's far away or too cold or doesn't have an atmosphere, although those are all problems. It's much worse than that. Besides being pelted by solar radiation and not having oxygen and being, you'd freeze, it's not the same size as Earth. So it doesn't have the same rate of gravity. And all our body parts evolved assuming the rate of gravity that we have. So the little muscles in your eyes, if you don't have this amount of weight, you'll go blind over time. Your digestive system won't work. You'll get brain damage, your muscles will atrophy, like all these bad things happen just from going to space. You're not going to be able to live on Mars. And you can't fix that. You can, what are you going to build a big wheel and have centrifugal force act like it's gravity? And where are you going to get material that can wrap all the way around Mars? Or like a big little spot on there that just spins or something? It's ridiculous. You could terraform it maybe for plants or something eventually, but that's a multi-generational project. You could put some more robots on there, la-di-da, but if he thinks we're going to have a person on Mars in his lifetime, he's smoking too much weed. Too much of a risk. You could get there, and it's also the window of traveling there isn't all the time. Mars is much further away from us most of the time than the sort of ideal window at our closest point. That would be the time to travel, and that just passed. Anyway, taking over Twitter is a much more doable, realistic thing and would help everyone. Like, honestly, okay, so somebody walked around on Mars, so what? I mean, we had enough problems here on Earth.
Yeah.
Fixing Twitter is far more vital for society than science fiction pipe dreams of space exploration or whatever.
But it doesn't sound as cool. Going to space sounds cool.
It does. I think fixing the media would help with science and everything else a lot more anyway. Just to get the money saved if we didn't have all these conflicts and sanctions and things. You could get a better direction in science besides building larger and larger hadron colliders.
But is there any bigger red pill for Elon than the SEC launching an investigation into him days after he tries to buy Twitter? Like, could you make it any more obvious?
Well, he forced the dictatorship to act like one.
Against this?
Like, this is these people that were, you know, with their little secret police, got forced to start doing goose steps in the street, right? with that move. But do people see that? Do they make that connection that happened right after he announced this? Who's going to cover that? Maybe Tucker Carlson? You know what I'm saying? The MSNBC is calling him a racist. That's all they're saying. Oh, this guy's... He's clearly racist and homophobic and transphobic and rah. That's the line. Everybody knew that's what they were going to do, too. Here come the ism police. I hope he does that. I hope he releases the Groypers. And even if it's not, you know, like, I won't get my Twitter back probably, but anything's better than what we have now. You couldn't get any gayer than it is.
Yeah. It's a complete shit show.
And I mean that like the G-E-H-Y.
The left has completely acclimated to being in control of Twitter. So their entire space revolves around, well, if somebody says something I don't like, I can just report them and have them removed. And then I can only have the people I like reply to my tweets, and thus the environment is saved from these unpopular opinions that I cannot retort, but does make me feel at uneasy or at unease.
Someone brought up they don't trust what Russia's saying is true, blah, blah, blah. Look, Russia's a government. They're going to lie too, if they're in a position where they need to lie. But if you actually are winning, you don't really have to make things up. You can tell the truth because that's already good news. Now, they will lie and they would lie because it's a state. But there's no reason to do that when everything you need is actually being done. And it seems like they really are bringing in humanitarian aid. I don't think they had just brought a whole bunch of crisis actors with them or something. They really are minimalizing civilian casualties. They haven't flattened cities. They haven't used electronic warfare. They haven't a lot of things that they definitely have the means to do. They did take Mariupol. They are having Ukrainian soldiers, officer class too, and crack troops surrender en masse. So what do they need to lie about? They're not lying about the ruble rebounding. Like, it rebounded. You did, the whole world would have to be in on that. They're not lying about, like, okay, they put all these sanctions and bam, we tied this to gold. We had a war chest. We mixed it up with yuan and yen and some other currencies. And the ruble has returned. Do you know who's suffering? Europe, the United States. The United States was suffering before the war anyway from Biden's policies. But Germany. Germany's looking at empty shelves soon, if not already.
Oh, totally. Yeah, yeah. Well, I was just, I'm in Norway. But I was just at the grocery store today, and they said salads are, there's a lack of salads, and so they don't have salads in the country, basically.
They don't have salad?
We haven't been able to get you salad. Yeah. But that doesn't necessarily mean to, that doesn't have to be Russia. It might just be the increased fuel costs.
And, I was going to say the truckers.
Like everything in the supply. Yeah, everything in the supply chain becomes more expensive with increased fuel prices.
Well, here's one. I won't name the companies, but because I have redundancy here, but the folks that sell our t-shirts and mugs and things are increasing their price to me again. So I'll have to go in there and mess with the prices. If you want to get some ANC gear, I would get that before Monday, because I'm going to change the price on Monday, and I don't want to, but I can't. I barely make a profit on that stuff. I charge like $2 more than what they're charging me. So if they raise the rate, I have to raise the rate, or I actually lose money selling stuff. So yeah, if you're going to get something, if you want that boycott Disney shirt or Uncle Ted or whatever, you might want to get it before Monday. Because I'm not going to mess around on Easter, which is tomorrow for me, which is in 12 minutes. And the good news is Baby Dawson, will be returning tomorrow, we think. So he'll be home for Easter, I hope. I hope he doesn't spend Easter in the hospital. He will spend Easter morning there, which sucks. Oh, well. But he's coming home, so that's good.
Yeah, yeah. And it should be said, the new Boycott Disney shirt is out. You can wear it as an ANC t-shirt on the front, mm-hmm. but on the back it says Boycott Disney with their logo upside down and Stop Sexualizing Children.
Yep, nice message.
It's a pretty cool shirt.
Unbelievable that such a message is even necessary. But yes. It is. Stop sexualizing children. All these people that were saying all this crap was going to happen if we legalize gay marriage, I was like, oh, shut up. It's not a slippery slope. Well, was it? Wasn't it?
Turns out that it was true, because now you have teachers telling their children to pick their pronouns in preschool or school, elementary school. And you can't stop them because there's no legal framework to stop that kind of behavior. And only in Florida does that framework exist. And the rest of the nation, you can say whatever you want to elementary school children.
They have a bill in Ohio and one in Alabama. So we might have, Florida might have some partners soon.
Yes. But it's... Well, we talked about this earlier, but it's kind of a weird thing that, like, Florida is the only nation in the country where it is prohibited by law to discuss sexual things with children. But that's because it didn't used to be necessary. Mm-hmm. We didn't have to have laws mandating that you don't talk about gay anal orgies with children, because everyone accepted that that's not a thing you do. But apparently now we need laws against it. And that goes to show how far
That's like the book of Leviticus. They actually had to write down in the law that bestiality is illegal. Which means somebody must have been doing it.
Yeah, well, I was going to say something really horrible here. But It's about a certain tribe and their.
Yeah, yeah. All redheads engage in bestiality. Otherwise, yeah, yeah, how else did they get born, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're all about the ostrich.
Had a good interview. Yeah, I had a good interview with a ginger today. I didn't know it was a daywalker. I was told after, because I'm red, green, colorblind. I was told after the interview, what are you doing? You're talking to a daywalker for an hour. So, crypto ginger got me, I guess. You know, it's over the computer, so you can't, the smell isn't there. You don't know if they don't have a reflection in their mirror or not. So, you know, if you're colorblind, it's hard to see them coming. It did feel like I lost about a third of my soul, though.
Of course.
He was great, though. Of course. It was called Road to Providence. It's up on ANC right now and for members. And I'm sure when he publishes it, you can watch it for free on his Odyssey, which only had 20 followers. So I encourage you to add that. Just to, you know, encourage these young journalists. He's like 21 or something. Because I know he said the Afghan war started before he was born. Wow. That's something else.
So he's been living in constant war his entire life.
The U.S. has been at war the whole time he's been alive, yeah.
Well, there was a short winter. Well, is there still a war in Iraq?
Well, we're still occupying Syria.
Yeah.
Protecting Rojava.
I guess constant war. Yeah.
Yeah. And we got troops everywhere. I mean, yeah, we still have bases in Iraq, and but they're occupying Syria actively.
Well, yeah, but there's a difference between the U.S. occupying a place and there actually being news about a war. So... Mm-hmm. So he's been living in a nation at war since his birth, and then around August last year it stopped.
Yeah.
And then suddenly the country was not at war, but then it came back with Ukraine. So now we're at war.
Do you remember when I said, "What if they're just pulling out of Afghanistan because they don't want two fronts when it pops off in Ukraine?" I think Biden's that crazy. He's doing invisible handshakes right now. I think it was Reed I was talking to. They're doing invisible handshakes. Did anybody else see Joe Biden shaking hands with John Cena? He turned around after saying there's nothing America can't do if we stay united, and has held his hand out when no one was there, unless it was John Cena, because you can't see him. And then he turned about 25 degrees and held his hand out for another invisible person. Then he turned again. It's like he's just used to doing that. All right, go left, shake hand, go here, shake hand. He's sleepwalking.
Well, I've got something to say about that. He didn't say united. He said united.
Oh, yeah. And didn't he say
united.
Prostitutes when he meant to say something else?
Prosperity, maybe?
He said, screwed up.
Yeah, he basically called somebody prostitutes. I'd be like, if I was in Biden's staff, all the time you're just shitting bricks looking for the next gaffe, and every time you're just amazed that the media doesn't pick up on it. Every time you're just like, wow, they really didn't put us over the rails about this one. Wow.
Do you
really
see Kamala's latest
over the coals? No, what's her latest?
Kamala Harris says, "I acknowledge that one has to acknowledge that there is inflation."
Oh, that's terrible.
It's like a dumb person trying to sound smart. I acknowledge that one must acknowledge that there is inflation.
You shouldn't say the same word twice. That's bad English.
It's poor English, yeah. She's lost. I think she's high. I think she might be high. That's why she's always laughing at her own jokes that no one thinks are funny. I don't think she can top the significance of the passage of time, or Russia is a big country, but I acknowledge that one must acknowledge is pretty far up there. She's better than George Bush Jr. and Sarah Palin put together.
In her defense, she did admit to smoking pot in college, listening to Tupac, even though she went to college way before Tupac ever made a record.
Must have been some good pot.
Yeah, yeah. She listened to Tupac in the future when she was in college.
Because of the significance of the reverse passage of time.
Yeah, yeah.
She just sped up past the speed of causality, went through a white hole, obviously, and listened to Tupac. Because reasons.
Yes.
I have seen some of my favorite science nerd channels on Odyssey, so people are at least making a backup, because they never know when they're going to get... They're only on YouTube because there's so many eyeballs. No one likes the business model, and everyone's afraid of getting yanked for no reason. So they're making contingency plans over on Odyssey.
Yeah, and Odyssey's really becoming... Coming into its own, it's becoming a major player.
There's Odyssey Premium. I might check that out. But it is midnight here, and there are no shekels, so I'm going to go. See you guys after Easter. Monday of Four Horsemen with Alex Stein. It's going to be funny, I think. And some other show from someone who's just like up and coming. So we'll have a double on Monday. Make sure you hear the interview with the Ginger and the interview with Pete Quiñones. They're both good. One's on Ukraine. One's on culture war stuff. I think you'll enjoy. Props to Elon. Right, I hope he's successful. He's already successful at exposing them just by making them behave the way they did. So that's already a small W. Yeah. That's already a W.
The salt from the verified accounts is immense.
Yeah.
There's so much salt.
Yep. You could build a salt tower on Mars.
Yeah.
See you on Japan's Monday, your Sunday. So it will be Easter for you. Oh, wait. We have a shekel chat from Mike Taylor. Sends a dead Hamilton and says, thanks, Ryan. Thank you, Mike. You made this whole stream worth it. You made the whole thing worth it. And I will go look on Odyssey and read those tomorrow if there are any. See you then. Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. I don't have to do that. I can do this. Okay. I think Telegram will stay open. All right. Just a second. See my Z? Yes. Oh. And then. All right then. Bye-bye.